What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 103 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about Porsche's very first ever electric car and actually their newest model, the Porsche Taycan. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. Ladies and gentlemen, all of my fellow car enthusiasts, in my opinion, this truly is a magical time for the car world. Here's why. We've legitimately gone from a point to where hybrids and electric cars are bleh and boring and slow and distasteful and ugly to now literally Porsche creating their first ever electric vehicle, the Taycan. And it's so quick, it set a Nürburgring time of 7 minutes and 42 seconds for a four-door electric car. That is astonishing. Not only is the Taycan extremely fast, it's a styling beauty, it's full of technology, and it's, again, a perfect example of moving a step forward in a positive direction. And I'm going to use the words of Elon Musk, creating a sustainable future. Now, I know for those that are already out there thinking, well, Tesla already rivaled that Nürburgring time. Just hold your horses. We're doing an episode about that a few episodes from now. But let's not ruin the moment of the Porsche Taycan. I love this car. So getting back to this beauty, it's something I'm extremely excited about. Let's just get into it. Instead of me telling you my thoughts and feelings, let's start looking into the facts. Performance-wise, the Taycan is going to be using front and rear electric motors and a 96 kilowatt battery pack. An 800 volt electrical system is going to generate between 600 and 751 horsepower, depending on the model of the Taycan that you have. There's a few different variants that you can get. Of course, it's going to be all-wheel drive, and your 0 to 60 time is clocked in at 3.5 seconds, and that's for a four-door car. I mean, that's just astonishing. That's amazing. The exterior of the car, in my opinion, it's a beautiful mesh of the Porsche Panamera and a car we all know and love, the Porsche 911. If you're looking at this from a side profile, I think from literally the mid to the car and back is all Panamera. If you look at the front of the car and actually looking at the car directly head on, to me anyway, it speaks 100% 911. The only question I kind of have on the exterior is those headlights. They're not bad. They're not ugly. They're different. They're a little bit of a different design choice. If they actually have a purpose to them, those little vertical slits, fact check me on this. I really don't know. Kind of curious about that design of why they decided to do that. Again, it doesn't look bad, the headlights. It's just a different type of approach. It's unique. But all in all, I think the exterior of the car looks absolutely phenomenal. But what I'm most excited about, and this is going to sound different, is the interior of this car. Here's why. To my knowledge and everything that I've seen and read up on, this is the first ever car that is basically buttonless. The only buttons inside the Porsche Taycan are on the steering wheel. Other than that, it's full of touch screens and touch controls everywhere that give the drivers haptic feedback. So all the different screens in the car are additionally different sizes. So as an example, you have a screen on the center console. It's going to be 8.4 inches big. The infotainment system, 10.9 inches big. And then lastly, the gauge cluster, 16.8 inches big. And minus the gauge cluster, they're all touchscreen. There's no buttons like touching a keyboard. Everything is buttonless and it's touchscreen. It gives you haptic feedback. That is amazing. An all digital interior everywhere you look, and it's all haptic feedback. There's just a couple buttons on the steering wheel. That's it. That is one of the reasons I'm so excited about the Porsche Taycan. And I think what makes it so different Of course, I'm a huge fan of Tesla, as well as many other people are out there. You guys know this about me. This is going to set the bar pretty high. Tesla is definitely paying attention to the Porsche Taycan, as well as Elon Musk is, but I think Porsche is really looking to set the bar high for upcoming electric vehicles, of hybrids, of course. When you create something that's so wildly, drastically different that no one else has done before, that's going to make your competition do the same thing, and that's the good thing about competition. Everyone's going to make each other better. So not only is the Porsche Taycan phenomenal performance-wise, it has a very interesting exterior, I think. Again, it's not bad, it's just a little bit different. But additionally, in my favorite part, it has an insane interior, and I want to get inside one and just play with it, because in my personal cars, and I'm sure many of you others as well, we don't have buttonless interiors. We literally have buttons for climate controls and radio and switches and knobs and things. I'm just trying to gather what that experience would be like, having everything touched with haptic feedback. That's pretty crazy. But I'm shortening this episode a little bit for the Porsche Taycan, because in a couple episodes from now, so you guys make sure you got to tune in, I'm comparing the Taycan to the Porsche, or to the Tesla Model S Plaid and the Tesla Model S Performance. So I'm leaving some of the details out for the Porsche Taycan in this episode, because I want to compare them to its rivals, the Tesla. So that's all we got for this episode regarding the Porsche Taycan. To learn the rest of the details about the car, tune in to the upcoming vehicles that are to come, because we're actually going to compare Tesla to the Porsche Taycan. So that's all we got for episode number 103 for now, until the next episode. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. Thank you so much for everybody tuning into the podcast for the first time. Please feel free to check out the YouTube channel, unless you're already doing it already, and just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You guys know, if you have a recommendation for me, or you just want to chat, or you want to get a hold of me for something, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the link in the description, www.tlog.com, which is your guys' go-to automotive resource for authentic brand merchandise, so you guys can get car merchandise from your favorite manufacturer that's 100% authentic, direct from the factory. Now, last but not least, don't forget to tune into episode number 104. We're going to be talking about Pagani again, and we have another update in regards to their hybrid and electric vehicles rumors, as well as, and this is going to sound weird, a Pagani SUV. So you may find that hard to believe, and I found it very hard to believe, but tune into the next episode so we can talk about it. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.